You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
In an interview last night with MSNBC host Chris Matthews, California Representative Eric Swalwell appeared to rip an enormously loud fart.
That's amazing, really.
You guys watch the tape.
Okay.
And see, I believe you can see right on his face the second it happens. Okay?
Really?
So watch this and see for yourself. There is a link to this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com so you can go watch this fart live for yourself.
Here taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from
that's a fart.
Taxpayer dollars
the way
to
he
ask
talked.
The Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
And like he almost lifts
really
up
loud.
His seat a bit,
like
too.
Leans forward.
You could tell the way he was talking. Like he's like, like he was pushing. He was pushing and he thought it was going to be silent.
You would never risk it, would you?
He did. He did risk
it. He couldn't help it.
I felt like the thing had its own microphone.
I know. It was loud.
It did. It sounded like he was doing an interview with it.
Sometimes I wonder if they increase the sound on it. Like if it was...
That was a live interview.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, the way he pauses talking, though, you can tell...
The way he pauses and lifts.
He's squeezing one out, but I think he thought it was going to be silent.
Who was he on the interview with?
He was on the interview with Chris
Matthews.
Yes,
because I feel like that guy rips.
I know,
and he might have thought his mic was off, and he was ripping. Because I know it sounds weird, but it sounds like a different microphone.
Yeah.
So you're saying you think Chris Matthews is a farter?
I think Chris Matthews
well,
is
he
a
looks
farter,
like a farter,
and I think he
I mean,
cut
Chris
the cheese.
Look at Chris Matthews' face there.
Chris Matthews looks like a bag of farts.
And
he
I
does.
Think he thought that his mic was off, and it was just perfect timing,
dude,
to make it look like it was the other guy. But the other guy has like an echoey
we're
mic.
We're on the phone listening to the president talk about this swap of dirt for U.S. military aid.
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I...
He stops, like, right...
But that had, like, the sound of it being under a desk, behind some kind of echo to it.
Are you analyzing the fart that
I am
much?
Analyzing the fart, and I believe that it's Chris Matthews' fart. It's not this guy's fart. He happened to pause. That guy thought his mic was off, and he cut it loose.
Dude, you're like a fart forensic scientist.
That's it. This guy would never risk it. He'd never. There's people walking around. He's not going to cut it. The dude who cut it is the old man behind the desk.
Yeah.
Well, the Democrat here in this, Eric Swalwell, he sits on the House Intelligence Committee. He appeared to react to the fart with a brief pause while attempting not to smile, they say, as this clip circulated on the internet overnight.
That's why he stopped.
Some began to say it had to be him, but he texted late last night saying it was not me.
No.
I didn't hear it when I was speaking either.
No, it's got to be Chris Matthews.
He had to come out and say
something.
It's
100%.
He predicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And
God, that looks so convincing the way it
happened. I know, but
I think the fart shocked him.
That fart is so loud that just judging on how his own microphone sounds... It's nowhere, you know, like it's on his lapel probably somewhere or they've got it up. It's not.
Well, those are quality microphones.
I know, but still, like the fart is different sounding. And I wonder if you looked for Chris Matthews' fart.
Oh.
If he's done this in the past.
I bet he has.
I bet he has.
He's always
like. Bring up this probably. Just.
He's always yelling.
He's always like the president.
I know. I know.
Yeah, it's just going to bring up this story.
Oh,
it's not going to bring up any old
come on,
Christmas
stories. You scrubbed the internet.
We've talked about other farts.
Yes, we have.
Other times. News farts.
News farts.
Yeah.
News
and farts. I thought it was this guy the last time.
There's our new show idea on the Dave and Chuck Network, News Farts.
Mm-hmm.
News Farts. Sign me up. That is a scheduled TV viewing for me.
Dude, oh my God.
Got people farting
tonight on News Farts.
News Farts tonight.
So there's someone saying it was Chris Matthews. So
it's got to be.
What if you search hardball fart?
It's going to bring up the same story.
Yeah, it's like thousands of.
When
just
I was trying to
this.
Send this to Dave last night, I found a couple other fart scenarios.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm Chris Matthews.
It's probably two.
But it was before like all this really started to take
yeah,
off.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? Like now it's just so big. This fart's so big.
Welcome to hard farts.
The fart heard around the world.
Cross fart.
I don't know. I get
it. Yes.
Cross fart. Chris Matthews looks like the guilty party, but the way this guy pauses and lifts up makes him look really guilty.
An election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans, cheap an election. And the
he's like, I know. I get it. It's just my ears.
I'm Fart Blitzer. Welcome to the Fartuation Room.
Fart Blitzer.
We're hiring him immediately.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. So you can you watch it and decipher. Chuck gave you an in-depth analysis there.
He's like a forensic scientist.
I'm telling you, I just, my ears pick up things, and the microphones are different. The microphone that picks that the guy's talking into and the one that gets his fart.
Yeah.
They're different.
Fart forensic. Chuck, please start a podcast about farts, someone said.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that, that Chuck's fart stuff could hold up in court.
Exactly. Like, they need a fart expert. They call me
just
in.
Pictured you with one of those, like, radar dish things.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
As you can clearly hear, that comes from the east.
Yeah.
All right. In music news this morning, when Motley Crue embarked on their farewell tour in 2014, they signed an end of touring agreement, which supposedly stated they would never tour again.
Right.
But that ended up being worth nothing as they're going on tour again next year.
Oh, my God.
They posted a video of that agreement being blown to bits. The tour will allow you to get your 80s on big time because they're doing stadiums with Def Leppard and Poison.
Jesus Christ.
No dates or venues have been announced yet. Back in 2014, Nikki Sixx said the only way to avoid the agreement would be for all four members to agree. But he added, there are people in this band who will refuse to ever do it again, and you're talking to one of them. There is no amount of money that would ever make me do it again because I have such pride in how we're ending it right now. That's what he said in 2014.
Money talks.
Yeah. I saw a picture of Vince Neil. He looks like
I was just going to say, they all look fairly rough.
Well, Vince Neil looks like he's turning into the lead guy from the Super Mario Brothers movie from the 90s. His name's Bob something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, look at him.
Bob Haskins?
Bob Haskins. Thank you, James.
Oh, look at the bottom left.
Yeah.
God, bottom he's left. Like your drunk uncle.
Hey, he looks like a fat Ohio aunt. And then Nikki Sixx looks like your other weird aunt.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Nikki, guys, look at him.
The other guy from Def Leppard doesn't look real great. The lead singer from Def. I saw a photo of all three of the lead singers together. And Bret Michaels is still leading the way. And I'm not sure he has hair.
No. Then Nikki Sixx, he just looks like, if he didn't have the beard thing, he'd look like another kind of ant. That would come and give it. She'd have like kooky bracelets.
Oh my God. Kooky bracelet aunt.
And then Tommy Lee looks like he's just Tommy Lee, but way older.
Yep.
Never trust a final tour, is what we're learning.
No,
because it's never final.
No. I'm surprised.
These are my aunts.
Are all of Motley Crue still alive?
There's that one guy, the one with the hat.
The one that's real sick, right?
The guy with the hat?
Is he alive
or is he gone? About
he's with us. How is he going to do it?
He was in rough shape for the whole time. What?
The wee hat man?
Yes.
That little fellow.
Mick Mars?
Mick Mars?
Yes.
Yeah, look, he's... Wow.
How's he going to do it?
I don't know. He looks like he's been dead for years.
How's he going to do it?
He just sit in a chair and hold the guitar and somebody can actually play it behind
him?
Well,
I guess they've...
Does Tommy Lee have a man bag on?
That's probably just his wiener.
Yeah, that's how he holds his wiener. That's what he's got a carton around him, that thing.
That's what he keeps half his shaft in.
No, the only reason I wondered is because I know that that guy's in really bad shape, and he has been, like, forever since the history of Motley Crue.
Right.
But...
Well, they're doing it.
He's going to go back out on the road.
He is.
They're going to drag him out there.
Yeah.
They're going to pump him up full of a bunch of drugs. He's going to go out on stage and do his thing. And
I wonder if
he
needs a dough from...
Oh, probably.
Medical expenses.
And he could be doing it. That may be the last tour for him.
Vince Neil.
He doesn't look like he's got much life left in him.
Neal looks rough too.
Oh, Vince Neal.
This is my aunt, Vince Neal.
I got sucked in. I got sucked into this thing on YouTube where it was like a concert that was live in California called the, it was like the US Festival, the US Festival, 1983, had all of the bands, everybody that like it was, I was watching it because U2 was there. Motley Crue was there though. And they were like babies. And it was so crazy to see Vince Neil, like what Vince Neil used to be.
It's nuts.
It's different.
Well, they didn't really keep working on themselves, right?
No.
Like, Tool, those are old men, but I think they, you know, hit the treadmill every once in a while. Like, Maynard's like a jiu-jitsu expert.
Yeah.
It's like, God.
Look for that tour coming to a stadium near you next year.
Shan. Can it be David?
Well, there was that.
Shan. Sweet him.
Well, there was a recording of him doing a solo where not a single word is really sung.
No,
he didn't. It's just noises.
Yeah, he's just noises.
No, it's just noises. No, it is. It's just noises.
What do you like? What? Give me an example of how it's
like
sounded.
How he was doing, like.
I go see you do that before it's all Molly Crew.
Is this it?
Yep.
I'm not proud of it.
Crizzle.
As I was saying.
Chuck, you nailed that, dude.
In fact, I hit higher notes. I hit higher notes.
You do a better job.
I hit higher notes,
so
guys.
That was so bad.
In fact, you could put a leather vest on me.
Oh my God, you could
put a wig on me.
You're in better shape than
you could be. Broadly moved.
You could move a lot faster. You've done more physical stuff.
He didn't sing a single high part. There was girls in the background that sang every high part.
Because he's an overweight ant.
I just feel bad because it's going to be a great big show.
Just stay tuned to this station for your chance to win tickets.
It's going to be a great big show.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes. Legends. Always remember.
I don't think you can. Who knows what he's going to say?
We're Crowley Moo.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so, just can't wait for that. coming next year to a stadium near you.
Oh, man.
See that? See those noises now, live in person.
I've heard Def Leppard still sounds good.
Okay, well, there's something.
Yeah, I've heard Def Leppard still can get it done.
Yeah, I heard they get it done, but...
Okay.
I don't have any... I don't know about poison.
No.
Well, Jeezy Pete.
But I know about the crew.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
200 people had to be evacuated from a ski lift that broke down in Vermont. Imagine being way up there and having... How do you get them down?
Killing my skiing dreams again.
You're sorry, Lisa. Here's the story here.
See, this morning, it was a scary ride for 100
miles. Oh, my God, it's your simulation!
Snow during opening weekend.
What do you think, guys?
The malfunctioning chairlift. We're told Ski Patrol helped riders off the Challenger lift on Saturday.
Out there.
No injuries were reported.
I saw a picture, I think, yesterday where I think they had to you had to shimmy down.
Oh. I'm not shimmying. I've said it. I'm like, get this thing going.
You got to knock me out. You got to tranquilize me like that bear they got out and put me on a trampoline.
Exactly. I hope that I hit the trampoline.
Andy, you're on a ski lift.
There's another situation. That's just another
situation.
I've been taken against my will.
Andy, what are you doing?
Right to my organs, and I'm going on the ski.
Why do you have skis on?
Because he put them on me while I was trapped.
You've never skied.
I know. I don't want to do this, but the guy has a gun. He has several guns and a knife.
Are you wearing a scarf?
Yes, the guy's going to strangle me with it if I don't do that. Lisa, no time.
Do you even know how to get off of that when it hits the little area?
I do not.
Oh, you're dead.
Is that he's going to shoot me in my lung if I don't do this.
Andy, I have hot chocolate.
Please! Save some for me! Save some for me when I get down! Please! This guy's got a gun! He's got a gun!
Okay, we'll see you at the bottom, bud!
Oh my God, call the authorities!
We'll see you at the bottom, bud!
Don't drink my cocoa!
Hey, I walked down a mountain before, you can do it!
This guy put skis on me in his car! This is weird stuff!
Good luck, Green Bean!
Call the police! Call the FBI!
Call who?
Call the CIA! Send me some cocoa! This man's gonna murder me up here! Monoski,
he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
I didn't find more of a story there. Let's listen to that here. Okay. This is from WHDH-TV in Boston about this Vermont ski lift.
We gotta wait for it to...
There we go.
Stranded above the ski slope, a local girl lowered to safety after nearly 200 riders got stuck on a lift in Vermont. Really scary situation for those involved.
Yes, and tonight the young girl is talking about the ski lift safe.
Mommy wasn't scared, but I was crying.
11-year-old Caitlin McGrail has quite the story to tell Monday morning at her school in Sandwich.
Caitlin, you're doing great!
Caitlin and her mom, Taria, just finished their first run of the ski season Saturday at Mount Snow in Dover, Vermont, when they noticed their lift ride seemed a little unusual.
We were running along on the lift, and then there was, like, we were going to go over, like, a bump, which is usual, but it was a little bit louder than normal.
The lift stopped. Yeah. Looked like the cable had come off the wheel alignment when we went over the tower.
Suddenly, they became stuck, along with nearly 200 other riders. They estimate they were about 80 feet in the air for an hour and a half.
Yikes.
Taria says crews responded quickly, got the situation under control, and reassured everyone everything was going to be okay.
More and more people were showing up underneath us, and we were just kind of waiting to see what was going to happen next. They practiced this, and this wasn't a first time practice round for them. So they really put a lot of us at ease, I think.
Since Caitlin was in the middle seat, she was rescued first.
It was kind of scary because nobody, like my mom or the guy that was sitting next to us wasn't already down there to tell us like how it was. I just had to jump down. There was like a harness that you had to go on. and then you hold it onto the rope really tight, and then you just, like, pushed off and went down.
The McGrails didn't let this lift malfunction ruin their trip. They got two more runs in before the mountain closed.
I personally hope it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, but it doesn't deter me from going back again, that's for sure.
I'm sure once is plenty. Now, in his statement, the resort says no one was hurt, and the lift was inspected and resumed normal operations today.
Yeah, you don't want those things to fail.
Oh, no.
No. You ever. Have to, like, be lowered down from your ski lift.
Dude, you have it to knock me out.
You know what it looked like? There were, like, three or four dudes that were over on the side, and it looked like they had a rope, and that the rope went up to the lift onto the girl, and then they were, like,
oh no,
letting her down.
Like,
you know?
A pulley?
Like, oh. like a pulley system.
Oh, my God.
This doesn't happen when you sled.
No, it never happens when you sled.
Sit. You're darn right, Lise.
Sit on your butt and go.
Never happens during one of my music festivals.
Right.
It's super safe.
You got to walk up that hill, though.
My God.
The worst walking up a hill.
That's the worst part.
This poor dude in Florida had a very bad date. The deputies say a Barefoot Bay, Florida woman refused to pull her car over when asked by her passenger as she drove at a high rate of speed.
Oh, no.
This all according to the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. 44-year-old Jacqueline Rose Howard, who, judging from her mugshot, I could instantly tell she's off her rocker.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Like, if you went on a date with this woman...
Oh, no, I'm not going on a date with that woman.
You can see her mugshot at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You know instantly by looking at her, something's off there. Something's not right.
Uh-oh.
She looks like a puppet.
Yeah, she's like one of those
44-year-old woman, and she was charged with battery, domestic violence, and false imprisonment. Here's what happened. She's out on a date with this guy. It was their third date.
Third.
It wasn't even their first.
Wow.
It was their third date.
They're about to close.
They got in an argument, so she started to speed. She was driving.
Yes.
She got up over 70 miles an hour, and that's when this guy started to freak out and say, pull over, pull over.
Yeah, no.
He says he was in fear for his life. He begged her to stop the car and let him out. Due to her speed, she was unable to maintain her lane and drove into the median. That's when he took control of the wheel to try and steer the vehicle back onto the road. As he was grabbing the wheel, she bit him on the arm twice, drawing blood.
Yeah.
She's a nightmare.
Yeah, she's in.
He then pulled the emergency brake.
Smart move.
While telling her to stop. But again, she slammed the emergency brake down and accelerated the car again.
Oh, my God.
Eventually coming to a stop.
Third date.
Howard, the victim, told deputies that they have been dating for about 30 days. This was their third date, though, in 30 days.
You still trying to have sex with her after that, Dave? Because it's a third date.
No, I'm not. She bit me. She drew blood. Mm. She's crazy.
I know, but you wasted three dates, you know?
I did, but too bad. My bad. I should have seen her face and went, I should never date her.
Win some, you lose some, man. Right?
She was taken to the Brevard County Jail. Her bond was set at $6,000.
She has the craziest eyes. Like? Yeah.
I don't know. That's no picture of him.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I would love to see. I was thinking that, too. What do you look like?
He's got to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because you're not going out with that unless you're a nightmare.
That's right. Three times he went out, so.
I can't remember what those puppets were called. They were like the president. They would have like the president.
I know what you mean.
There was like a Phil Collins.
It was like a prime time puppet show, right?
Yeah. Land of a Thousand.
Something land. What?
She looks like one of the, some kind of puppet I've seen. I don't know which one.
It was like a network show. I'm sure this is, these people, those ones?
Yeah.
No.
That one.
That one.
Yeah. The Ronald Reagan one?
I think so, yeah.
What the hell was that?
I never watched puppet shows.
I never watched it.
You know what it was? Okay. It was a...
good on you, Lise.
Yeah.
Cousin Skeeter.
Oh.
There was a video made for a Genesis song.
With these puppets?
With these puppets.
Genesis.
Land of Confusion.
Land of Confusion.
Land of Confusion.
Land of... That's her.
You know,
I've never seen this video.
Yeah.
Puppets. It's the British television show Spitting Image.
Spitting Image puppets.
Dude, that would have freaked me right out if I would have saw this Land of Confusion.
So they made puppets of exaggerated facial figures, and they had like all the presidents. And...
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
So she looks like those people.
She looks like a land of confusion.
Puppets. I am so glad.
That's what she looks like.
Incredible. I'm so glad I've never been on a date like that. I've never been on a date where I was trapped in a speeding car or someone bit my arm and drew blood. Or I was in fear for my life. I've never been on a date where I was in fear for my life because the person is crazy. I guess you never know, right? Like, Andy, you were on a date where the woman was like, wasn't she some sort of Dracula person? What was she?
Vampire?
Was in a vampire?
Well, I never went on that date.
You never went out with her. You just communicated.
He just knew, and he knew to stay away.
Yeah.
The closest thing, I think, I know myself, I've told the story, is when I went on a first date and went to a bar with this girl. She got obliterated, started like making out with girls, and then was like, got in the car, and I found out she was a Nazi.
That's bad.
That's a tough look.
And
you're a Nazi?
Yes. She called me several derogatory names. Because I basically was like, listen, this isn't going to work out. You're way too much of a whore for me. I'm not into like a chick who's going to just
make out
the first day we're around. You know, you're kissing chicks. And I'm like, that's great. I mean, that's awesome. And then she was like, well, she called me something. And I was like, whoa, wait a second. That's, you shouldn't be saying stuff like that. And then I found out her dad was a Nazi. She was a Nazi.
By the way, I'm a Nazi.
And I'm like, and I had a long drive. I had like a 40-minute drive
with
to
the
drop
Nazi?
This
40
Nazi.
Minute drive.
Yes.
Oh my God, I've never driven with a Nazi.
That's no, wow. She lived way out by where you used to work.
It's crazy.
Where I used to work.
Oh yeah, way out
at
there.
At the beginning.
Yeah. Where you started your radio career.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She lived way out there.
That explains a lot.
So it does. So, it turns out not every girl you meet at a rave.
Right. Yeah, you can't. Always. Yeah.
Pans
out. It's wild. It's a
rave
wild
girls
time,
are rolling the dice when you're going with the rave girls.
Yeah. And it, but that feeling I had of being trapped in that car with someone who became a complete psychopath because she was screaming at me and yelling at me and calling me all these names
in the car,
and I had 40
scary.
minutes, and I was like, listen, I was like, blah blah blah, and she's like, my dad's gonna kill you, and
oh no,
it was it was a big
why
thing.
Why didn't you kick that Nazi to the curb?
Well,
I don't,
someone says
so
my dad.
Guy,
someone says that my dad's a Nazi and he's going to kill you.
Yeah, I don't. I thought my
adios,
best fight
bitch.
Was at least to get her home.
You should get her home safe.
It was a suburb.
I did.
You could have left her in probably.
That's great.
Well, I got her. She didn't. From what I remember, it was no suburb that I drove to. It was like rural.
Yeah.
But dropped her off.
If you want to see what these you can see this woman's mugshot at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, and you can see these puppets. We just retweeted a GIF at Twitter.com/DaveAndChuck. You can see what we are talking about there.
That's crazy. Yeah, I never really had any. Chubby girl tricked me, and she showed up.
Yeah.
Nothing violent.
Thankfully, right? Yeah. We hear so many stories where people are on dates and it goes so horribly wrong or something crazy happens. I'm just thankful I've never, you know, and never will.
Yeah.
Right? And that's it. I'm done in the dating life.
Yeah.
So I will never be with a biter.
Yeah, you don't want to get bit. You
don't
want to
be a Nazi.
No
pointy hoods.
Tell, you know?
Well, yeah,
you just don't know until they say stuff.
And then you're like,
that's what I was. I let her have it.
Yeah, you're like, you Nazi.
I was like, you're such a filthy person.
Yeah. It's crazy if they don't tell you.
It's crazy, dude.
And made out, so she was a lesbian Nazi or a bisexual Nazi.
No, she just was. She was probably just on all of the things.
That made her just kiss women and be a Nazi?
I'm sure she was on a high dose of MDMA.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Nazi rave girl.
Yeah.
And you met where?
At the, there was a place downtown would get ravey. A lot of people in K-holes.
Oh, okay.
Ravey kind of place.
That just sounds like a great movie, Driving Miss Nazi. No, I don't know.
It was a bad movie.
It
was a scary movie. It was really crazy.
That is scary. It's never good to be trying to drop somebody off and they're like, my dad's going to kill you.
Oh, it was really, it was bad. There was so much bad about it.
Mm.
Someone said my actually ex-wife tried to steer the car into oncoming traffic once because I wouldn't let her go cheat on me.
Oh, my God.
Well.
Just let her and then go.
Just go ahead and cheat then if you're going to kill us.
Yeah.
Go cheat.
Ex-wife. Yeah. That's good.
Ex-wife.
Yeah.
You made a good call there, my friend.
Yeah.
For sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This guy apparently opened fire outside of a strip club after his debit card was turned down following a lap dance.
No!
67-year-old James Allen Wells stormed out of the Porsche's Theater of the Art strip club.
Wow, that sounds
super fancy.
It's Iowa.
But it's in Iowa. It's in Waterloo, Iowa. Then,
can't be good.
When they turned down his debit card for a lap dance, he pulled a revolver from his waistband and fired off 5 rounds, damaging several nearby vehicles. He then fled the club, leading University of Northern Iowa campus police on a chase. He was taken into custody after crashing, though, because, of course, he's, you know, an older dude.
Yeah.
And he briefly fought with officers. He's facing charges including carrying weapons, 2 counts of second-degree criminal mischief, 5 counts of reckless use of a firearm, and others.
Is this a school for chicks who want to become strippers that is on the campus of Northern Iowa University? And that's why he was chased by Northern Iowa University police?
I don't think
so. And it sounds...
There's the dude, by the way. That's
doesn't it have the sound like it's some kind of...
A theater of performing arts?
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's either a community center that turns into a strip club at night, and during the day, theater students come and practice plays, or something's weird.
Oh, theater of the arts.
The Porsche's Theater of the Arts.
I'm surprised the guy didn't try to write a check.
He's old. He
you know?
Yeah.
That's fine. Whores? Do I just make it out to whores? What's your name? Popsicle? Popsicle? Just one name.
Pay to the order up.
Okay, pay to the order. $400 to Popsicle. Let me sign it.
My last name's Lickens.
Popsicle Lickens.
That's $180.
Whoa. All right. $180. I got to write that out now.
Memo line, don't forget. Don't forget the memo line.
The memo line.
For tax purposes. Tax purpose.
Lap. Lap dance.
That's right.
The memo.
Slash. Grinding.
Give it here. There you go. Oh, you forgot to sign it.
Oh, no.
There you go. Popsicle
Lickens. It doesn't come up on Google.
That's why I'm saying, what is this place?
The place doesn't come up at all?
No, it takes you to another strip club, like Flirt's Gentleman's Club.
In Iowa, that is.
But Porsche's Theater of the Arts strip club.
The arts.
Okay, just put in Porsche's Theater of the Arts. Just look for that. Don't put strip club.
Don't put Iowa.
Don't put anything. I don't know.
Theater of the Arts.
It sounds like a university theater.
It's a woman's.
No, it's not.
What is this place? What are you?
I don't know what this is.
What is it?
There we go.
Porsche's Theater of the Arts. So is it a... Is it a...
I think it's a community theater.
That then they strip in?
And then there's strippers there.
No.
Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at... Do the image search. Let us see inside of it.
If you search the address, it also comes up as like a juice bar. Fantasy theater juice bar.
Iowa,
juice
man.
Bar.
What are they cooking up in Iowa?
What aren't they cooking?
God damn it. Juice bar,
then you
titties.
You go for the strip club and you go theater get the arts. Juice bar instead?
A juice bar, and it's the arts. artsy juice bar.
What a weird, what a weird thing.
But it doesn't come up in Google.
But if it's got a juice bar, that means they're probably fully nude.
But it says images for, I mean, I don't know if those images have anything to do with it, but it's plays and stuff.
No, that's the University of Iowa Department of Theater.
Oh, my God.
This is a mystery.
You can Google map it, like where you get the street view.
Yeah.
Oh, it just looks like a strip, like a strip mall that they try to turn into like a titty bar.
Oh. Oh.
Hmm. The arts.
And it's been a lot of different things.
What are the arts? Adult cinema. The arts.
Of course, there theater of the arts.
Whoa. Details.
Yeah.
Holiday. God damn you, Iowa.
How can a place not have any reviews or anything?
Because it's.
Did it maybe they just changed names or something?
It's either brand new. Well, that happens a lot, too. Mm.
Because when I brought it up the first time, it took me to another, like,
if you put in
Gentleman's Club or something.
Right. Like, if you just put in the address, you know, like on that one site, it shows the address.
But it can't be related to the car, right?
No. No. No chance of that.
This is some other theater of the arts.
It is right on, like, an airline highway.
Which a lot of them tend to be.
Yeah, it's got to be a strip club. But they have the weirdest name. Look at it. It looks haunted.
Whoa. So you can see the sign above the Showgirls Fantasy Theater.
Yeah.
And Showgirls.
But it doesn't strike me as part of a campus, which I was concerned about. This is just
a
strip
joint. You thought it was some sort of school
for strippers. I thought it was a school for strippers. And why not?
What do you need school for?
Well, you learn all the good tricks.
Oh, yeah.
Nude.
No, Fantasy Theater Live Nude Showgirls. Wow.
So Fantasy Theater was probably what it was called.
That was an older picture.
Yeah. They changed its name.
Of the arts.
There you go. Anyway, he was busted there shooting it up after they wouldn't accept his job.
I'm broke! Everybody should die.
Get out!
So, Chuck, I know that when you started to lose your hair, it was a really big deal for you.
Well, yeah, because I was 12.
And you weren't quite 12.
I was about 16. I was about 16. It was early. I mean, looking back now, it was even earlier than I can even imagine.
Really? I thought it was teenage.
Well, yeah, like late teens, but like I was starting to get the widow's peaks or whatever, you know, like, and you don't really, you just think, oh, that's nothing. That'll be nothing. I'll be fine. And then I like went to my, at the time I would go to a barber and he was like, oh, you're losing all your hair, huh? And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
I was like, what? Well, he was a bald guy in a toupee.
Oh my God. Your barber was a bald guy? I wouldn't trust that.
He was a bald guy in a toupee.
Barber had a toupee. Yeah, I've never seen that in my life.
He cut my grandpa's hair. He cut my dad's hair and he cut my hair.
Oh my God.
Bruce the barber.
He just gave crew cuts to everybody, right?
He gave me a crew cut all the time.
Barber in a
every time. And then he gave me my and then like when I got it's the only thing I can think is, well, it's obviously high levels of testosterone. I'm obviously a really hairy guy. I got great big balls.
Okay.
Jesus. You know, and I lost my hair. I'm hairy everywhere. There isn't like, you know.
Yeah, we know.
But then also, I played a lot of sports where I wore helmets all the time. I was
and
a catcher.
And they say that contributes to it?
Yeah, there's like, I think it can for some people, and it doesn't do anything. There's no, like, real hard evidence. But there's no baldness in my family at all.
You're the only one.
I'm the one, me and my brother.
Oh, yeah, your brother.
You know, but, like, no grandparents, no uncles. No, everyone's got great hair. The Bryster has majestic white hair.
So, you, and I know James is worried about it, too. Mm. So, they asked this question. Would you rather give up sex for 5 years if that means you could keep your hair?
Easily.
Okay, but think when you were, like, so at 19 when that toupee barber was cutting your hair and letting you know you were losing it.
Yeah.
If you had the choice then to give up sex for 5 years and keep your hair.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You would have made that deal?
I'd make that deal right now.
Yeah. I probably would have.
Yep. You know, everything that's already been lost back.
Yes, and you have to get it all back.
Yeah.
Because, and I'll say this, I guess I didn't realize how it was going to go, especially when you have hair and you're losing it, you don't know if you're going to be okay.
No, I'm sure you don't.
Like,
there are people that lose their hair and it's terrible.
I think I would be that
it's
guy.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I couldn't do it either.
I was just sort of bad.
Yeah, I cry almost every morning when I shower and I wash my hair. I'm like, oh no, there's four more little hairs right on my
Jason, that you said scale. He would never make that deal. He couldn't. He likes sex too
married.
Much.
Oh, well, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
But at the same time, I think, well, he just went through it, right? Where he just gave in.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just gave
in. The last couple of years, I believe.
And so I guess there's that whole, like, catch 22 of not knowing how you're going to look and if you're going to be able to score a chick. I got extremely lucky because when I went bald, thank God it's my simulation. Mm-hmm. But when I got bald, being bald wasn't bad anymore.
Yeah, it was
like
kind of,
all of a sudden, like Hollywood celebrities are bald. They have shaved heads and chicks still think they're hot.
Chicks like a bald
You rewind
guy.
Like 20 years his and it wasn't scene. Like that.
Yeah, my dad had real issues with it. I can tell now as an adult looking back on some of his behaviors, like, and the fact that he went and he got like half a treatment and then ran out of money and now he's just got
treatments.
Things I haven't seen the top of his head in years. I don't know what's going on up there, but I'm sure it ain't pretty.
Well, 43% of people said they'd rather give up sex for 5 years than lose their hair. So there's a lot of guys like you out there that would do it.
Well, and the thing is, like, like I said, I think I did okay even being a bald guy. But that's just how scary it is to lose your hair.
Right, I think I'd look like Shrek.
I'd look weird, dude.
I think it would be bad for me.
I think everybody's got give and take with their stats. I think it's like Magic the Gathering. Chuck's simulation has kind of been set up like there's some rules. Like
I give you some, but take some away.
Take a little away.
Yeah.
I got hair. Everything else sucks.
Yeah. You got glorious
hair. I mean,
hair.
Beautiful locks.
Sorry about that.
Everything else is real dark.
Oh, Lord. I gave you great hair. I don't know why.
I got 10. All my 10 points were in hair.
Why did you put it on
your
hair?
Did you simulate me that way?
I don't know.
You're sick.
I don't know.
You're sick.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.